Talks between the Holy See and the State of Israel on a long-delayed economic accord are due to resume next week. The accord, which concentrates on determining the Catholic Church's tax obligations and property rights in Israel, was expected to be signed in 2003, but was postponed when Israel's delegation unexpectedly withdrew from negotiations. The talks have since resumed, and hopes are high that the two sides will finally put pen to paper and shake hands on a final agreement soon. Israel's ambassador to the Holy See, Oded Ben-Hur, is optimistic, but says the process needs patience.
If I look at what relations were between Israel and the Holy See 13 years ago and what they are today, we've done a long, long way. And I think that we are coming towards a phase from which we should be able to take off, and that is once, I'm not saying if, I'm saying once we have reached the agreement on the financial negotiations, and I believe that we are close to the conclusion. I've been saying it for too long now, but the fact is that throughout this period, we have been making the progress. We're making very significant headways. I would say we're on the 85th percent of, if you look at the whole thing as 100%, I think we're at the point of 85% and growing. There will be the bilateral committee.
December 12th.
That will be meeting in Jerusalem. The next day, the delegation headed by Monsieur Parolin, the deputy minister of foreign affairs, so to speak, and his delegation, the plenary, will meet for the first time. First time, it's a historical meeting in Jerusalem, in order to try to really tie down those things that have been in the air, that have been needing a solution to a safe harbor, so to speak. We have laid down proposals. The last time we met was the 7th of November in Jerusalem, the bilateral commission. They have proposed to the Vatican side some new ideas regarding the crucial articles of the financial agreement. It seems like that they will be accepted in one way or another. It's yet has to be discussed, but we're getting there. Once we do, and I believe it's short time from now, then we can really take off. We should agree upon a consensual agenda between us and the Vatican, and based on this agenda, we can really launch a serious political dialogue.
What are some of the issues that you see as possibly being on this agenda?
On the agenda. We should agree upon common interests. We should be able to map themes or interests that are common to us. I can think of a few of those, which for us will be the war against anti-Semitism, and on the other side, the war against anti-Christianity, anti-Catholicism, anti-religious sentiments, in other words, which should be done through education, enhancing, promoting education. Cultural and academic exchanges. I was trying, and I think I was fairly successful, last year and 2 years ago, in bringing rectors of Israeli universities to meet with their counterparts from pontifical universities in order to arrive at an agreement of common researches and exchange of lecturers and students and common programs. I mean, the sky's the limit. So culture and education and academic exchanges. And last but not least, obviously, is something that we are wishing for such a long time, the increase, serious increase of pilgrimage. And the movement of pilgrimage is extremely important for us because I'm confident that pilgrimage is the epitome, the maximum manifestation of dialogue. Because when you have a group of people with common interests that come and visit another population, the mere exchange of living there, staying with the people, talking, discussing with them, buying products, seeing the place, learning about the place, enriching each other with ideas and concepts, I think this is the highest manifestation of dialogue, and we should enhance it. And I'm not only referring to Israelis and Catholics. This could be done with all other faiths, and especially the third monotheistic religion, and I'm referring to Islam. So these delegations should include other believers of other religions as well, for the benefit of the Middle East. What we're doing, we have been doing for the last 13 years, is a process that needs patience and needs prudence and confidence.
Franciscan Father David Yeager is an expert on the Holy Land who has followed the talks closely He reminds us that the first Christians were those who, 2,000 years ago, followed Christ himself in places like Nazareth, Jerusalem, and Bethlehem. The Catholic Church traces its origins, of course, as far back as the first apostles in the Holy Land, particularly St. Peter. By the 4th century, the Roman Emperor Constantine ordered that Christianity be practiced by the whole of the Roman Empire. And to give importance to his new religion, he built a number of churches in the land of Christ's birth. Well, Christians from many parts of Asia and Europe began making pilgrimages there. For some 800 years, many of the holy sites were placed under the care of Father Jaeger's own Franciscan order. He takes a look at how the talks between the Holy See and Israel have developed since the historic decision by Pope John Paul II to establish diplomatic relations with the State of Israel.
Speaking in general terms, we have before us a process that was launched in 1992 with a constitution by the Holy See and the State of Israel of the Bilateral Permanent Working Commission for the purpose of working out a series, as it turned out, of international treaties between the Holy See and the State of Israel concerning the Church in Israel, in its relation to state and society. The fundamental agreement of 1993 established the parameters of the church-state relationship above all. The 1997 agreement confirmed the state's recognition of the legal personality of church bodies. A third agreement that, as is known, has been under negotiation since 1999 aims at reconfirming the acquired historic rights of the Church in matters of property, especially of holy places, and fiscal exemptions. According to the original program, at least, the further agreements will be needing to be made, say, on religious assistance to persons with limited mobility, such as limited freedom of movement, such as prisoners, hospital patients, soldiers, and another agreement was then foreseen on visas and residence permits for church personnel from abroad. It is a process that has been going on, and that when completed should give security, legal and fiscal security, to the Church in Israel, in accordance with the principles of religious freedom as well as with the principle of respecting acquired rights.
On Friday, Ambassador Ben-Hur was received by Pope Benedict in the Vatican to say farewell upon the conclusion of his assignment to the Holy See. Father Jaeger applauds the ambassador as having been a true champion of the cause of concluding this latest agreement with the Holy See.
I am proud to consider myself a friend of the departing ambassador. I can say that he has represented his government with great ability and with great dignity. He was very much committed to the furthering of the talks between church and state with a view to mutually satisfying agreements. And personally, I am quite certain that if it had depended on him, this process would have been much farther along. I know from speaking with many in the diplomatic community and many others in Rome that when he leaves, he will be very much missed.
Franciscan Father David Jaeger, and earlier you heard Israel's Ambassador Oded Ben-Hur, who concludes his assignment to the Holy See this month.